So, be'ez Hashem, we learned daf lamed tes of Masechtas Gittin. Some of the topics we learned about include a continuation of the machlokes regarding hamakdish abdoi stam, a person who states that his servant shall become hektish, but did not specify for which hektish. Does the eved become hektish or does he become free? Me'ila. All hektish is asur bahana, and one who benefits from hektish transgresses the law of me'ila. When the Gemara says ma'ilim boy, it means that the full dine me'ila apply, and that he's obligated to bring a carbon asham me'ilois, and to pay karen v'chaymish. When the Gemara says ein ma'ilim boy, it means that although it is hektish and asur bahana, the dine me'ila do not apply, and that he's pater from carbon asham me'ilois, or from paying karen v'chaymish. For example, ein me'ila b'karkois, a person is not liable for me'ila if he benefits from hektish that is attached to the ground. Eved Kenani. There are two parts to a Yisrael's ownership of an Eved Kenani. Kinyan Mamun, he becomes the Yisrael's asset, and all the Eved's work belongs to his master. Kinyan Isser, an Eved Kenani must initially undergo Mila and Tefillah L'Shem Abdus, immersion in the mikveh for the purpose of becoming an Eved Kenani. He then acquires a unique status, and that he becomes mechuyev b'mitzvos ki'isha, obligated in the mitzvos that apply to women. However, he may marry a shivcha, but he cannot marry a bas Yisrael, a Jewish woman. If and when he is emancipated, he must undergo another tefillah l'shem ben chayrin and become a full-fledged Yisrael. He is then mechuyev in all mitzvos and can marry a bas Yisrael. In other words, an eved kenani becomes a Yisrael and is permitted to a bas Yisrael only if his master completely frees him and removes both features of abdus. The Torah mentions that if the master gives him a shtar shichur, the eved is completely free, and the Gemara discusses other methods of shichur. Hamafker avdoi. If a person makes his eved ownerless, the eved becomes free, but he still requires a get shichur in order to marry a bas Yisrael. The machlokes Rebbe and Rebbe Shimon whether an eved becomes completely free through pidyon, where the eved redeems himself with money.